Well, the news from Russia, it seems to drive our markets, and it looks like it could drive it today. John Taylor is with us from Stern Agee & Leach to talk about that. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, it's an interconnected world economically, whether you like it or not. And, of course, yesterday the markets were all down substantially because of what was going on in Russia versus the Ukraine. While you were sleeping, some things happened over there, and now the market, the futures are up this morning. If they stay that way, we'll get back everything that we gave up yesterday plus some. And, of course, what's happened is that Russian President Vladimir Putin has recalled those troops and said, well, it was just an exercise, says he has no plans to annex Crimea, and also says that they don't plan to use any military force, although they reserve the right to do so, and says the government in Ukraine is not a legitimate one. So we'll see what happens there, but at least right now the market is settling down. It's interesting that when we think here locally how bad the weather has been, how strange winter it's been, well, it's affecting sales all over the country and all kinds of things. Yesterday, the big three auto manufacturers, the U.S. manufacturers, reported numbers for the month of February, and they're blaming these numbers on the weather, and maybe they are, maybe they're not. Ford says that their sales were down 6.1%. Their F1 series, that's, of course, their golden goose and the best-selling American vehicle of any kind for 30 consecutive years. It was up a modest 2.6%. If you look at General Motors, well, they've sold only 1% fewer cars than they did a year ago, but here's what's troubling them. Their redesigned full-size pickups did very poorly. Chevrolet's Silverado down 12.1%. GMC Sierra was up just a tiny amount. Chrysler was the bright spot. Chrysler says their sales were up 11%. However, cars were down 15%. Where they made the money was in trucks. Their Jeep brand increased 47%. Maybe that's related to the bad weather, because it would be nice to have had a Jeep lately. But also their pickup sales, Ram pickup sales, up 26%. And we'll see when the weather finally gets out of the way and nobody can use that as an excuse anymore for what's going on, what's really happening. And while we're speaking of cars and autos, see if this sounds vaguely familiar. Yesterday we get a report that consumers are financing the highest amount, the record amount, when they buy their new cars. For the first time ever, the average amount borrowed by car buyers was above $27,000. If you look at those with non-prime credit ratings, that's between 620 and 679, they have the highest average loan balance, financing up almost $30,000. And to make it worse, they're financing it for longer periods of time. In fact, they say now that a record 20% of all new car loans in the fourth quarter were for more than 6 years. And by the way, guess who's financing the cars for the longest periods of time? Yeah, those with bad credit ratings. And also those with credit scores between 550 and 619 had the highest average monthly payment of $499 a month. Now, I'd remind you, of course, there's no inflation. That's why FedEx is raising their freight rates 3.9%. You may remember that last month FedEx increased by 3.9% their domestic express shipping business. This is their ground freight, their ground business, their freight business, raising it 3.9% at the end of this month. Now they say they're facing a number of changes. And let's flash back to the Super Bowl. You may remember that one of the commercials that got a lot of, applause would be the one from Radio Shack, where the two young guys said, answered the phone, and they said, the 80s have called and they want their store back. And then you saw the flashback from the 80s of people like Hulk Hogan, Mary Lou Retton, other people coming in, taking out the VCRs and all that. Well, it was their way of saying that the old Radio Shack is out and they're turning over a new leaf. Well, this morning, Radio Shack announcing a massive loss, $3.04 a share for the full year. Their stock's down 23% this morning before the market opens. Now, that's only 63 cents, but the stock's down to $2 a share. The company, which was founded in 1899 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, has 4,300 U.S. stores. They say they're going to close about 1,100 underperforming U.S. stores. So I guess the commercial was really telling us that they are going to turn over a new leaf, and you're going to see a new Radio Shack, but you may have to search harder to find one that's still open after they close a fourth of their stores.
I wonder, and there could be some around here, John.
Could be. I don't know. Of course, some of the stores are franchises, and most of them are company-owned. But they apparently are going to they threw everything, including the kitchen sink, into those bad numbers in the fourth quarter, starting anew, and that commercial was a sign of what's going to be coming with Radio Shack.
John, real quick, had a listener call in. I think they're going to send you an email, something about their farming, something to do with their farm business. So you take a lot of questions from people on email and in mm-hmm. person. But again, your address is John Taylor at SternAgee.com. You saw right. those questions in your column in the Times Record from time to time.
Yeah, we haven't gotten many calls. A lot of those I've just been able to answer quickly using emails and haven't been writing the columns in the paper. But I'll be in there from time to time when the need arises.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You